Well, then. Now, I'll begin at the beginning. A fine, soft day in the spring it was when the train pulled into Castletown, 3 hours late as usual, and himself got off. He didn't have the look of an American tourist at all about him. Not a camera on him. And what was worse, Thanks. Not even a fishing rod.
Castletown? Castletown?
Could you tell me the way to Innisfree?
Innisfree? Ah, 5 miles and maybe a half more. Do you see that road over there?
Yeah.
Well, don't take that one. It'll do you no good. Now, the best road to Innisfree, and many's that to walk...
Ah, it's Innisfree you want. Be saving your breath, Mr. Maloney. Let me direct the gentleman. Happen you know the way to Knockanore?
Knockanore? If he knew the way to Knockanore, would he be asking the way to Innisfree and it just beyond?
There's many knows Knockanore that doesn't know Innisfree. And if you'd take the time to study your country's history, Mr. Maloney, you'd be the first to admit it.
Ah, no, don't be sending another poor man to Knockanore. So the fishing is finished there entirely. Now tell me this, Yank. What is it you're after? Is it trout or salmon?
All I want is to get to Innisfree.
Ah, now you're talking sense. The best fishing in the country.
Too far you there, Mr. Costello.
Trout. Trout as long as your arm. And salmon. The last one I got, I was expecting Jonah to pop out of his mouth.
That's a fact.
Ah, Innisfree. I'd be bringing you there myself. Only I've got to drive the train. Hey, was I telling you about that trout I got 2 Sundays before last?
You did. At Innisfree.
Ah, not at all. At Ballygar, over the other end of the country.
And my sister's third young one is living at Innisfree. And she'd be only too happy for to show you the road.
Oh, well, fine.
Oh, no, if she was here.
It's Innisfree the man wants to go.
You see that signpost there with the long arm?
Well, you know it's been burned about.
Well, I know all about that with the long arm.
Well, you know it's been burned about.
I was coming to that.
Well, I know all about that.
Innisfree? This way.
I wonder now why a man would go to Innisfree.
Pittsburgh.
Yes. Don't you remember, Shawneen, and how it was? The road led up past the chapel, and it wound and it wound. And there was the field where Dan Tobin's bull chased you. It was a lovely little house, Shawneen. And the roses. Your father used to tease me about them. But he was that proud of them, too.
Ah, that's nothing but a wee humble cottage.
A little place across a brook. That humble cottage. Who owns it now?
But the widow to learn. Not that she lives there.
Think she'd sell it?
Or doubt it.
Don't bet on it. Because I'm buying it.
Now, why would a Yankee from Pittsburgh want to buy it?
I'll tell you why, McAleen O'Flynn, young, small Michael Flynn, who used to wipe my runny nose when I was a kid. Because I'm Sean Thornton, and I was born in that little cottage over there. And I've come home, and home I'm gonna stay. Now, does that answer your questions once and for all, you nosy little man?
Sean Thornton, the man you're bad. And look at you now. Since Preservus, what do they feed you Irish men on a pit?
Steel, Michael Ogg. Steel and pig iron furnaces so hot a man forgets his fear of hell. When you're hard enough, tough enough, other things. Other things, McAleen.
Now then, here comes myself. That's me there, walking. That tall, saintly-looking man. Peter Lanark, parish priest.
Oh, good day, Father. Sean, this is Father Lanark. Father, would you believe it? This is Sean Thornton, born right here in Innisfree, home from America.
Hello, Father.
Ah, yes. I knew your people, Sean. Your grandfather. He died in Australia. In a penal colony. And your father, he was a good man, too. Bad accident, that. And your mother?
She's dead. America, when I was 12.
I'll remember her in the mass tomorrow, Sean. You'll be there, 7 o'clock.
Sure I will.
Good. Sean, I'd like to have a little word with McAleen here in reference to...
Oh, sure thing, Father.
It'll only take a minute. It's a little matter of...
Take your time. I'll be up ahead. Real? She couldn't be.
Ah, nonsense, man. It's only a mirage brought on by your terrible thirst. Come up, Napoleon. Said Cohan.
Thank you.
morning.
None of that now, none of that. It's a bold, sinful man you are, Sean Thornton. And who taught you to be playing patty fingers in the holy water?
It's being polite, so...
Louis, is it? Maybe you don't know it's a privilege reserved for courting couples, and then only when the banns has been read. Huh. And Mary-Kate Danaher dipping her fingers in as neat as you please.
What did you say her name was?
Mary-Kate Danaher. And don't be getting any notions into your head.
Mary Kate.
Forget it, Sean. Forget it. Put it out of your mind entirely.
Why? What's the matter? She isn't married or anything, is she?
Married? Not likely. And her with the freckles in her temper. Oh, that red head of hers is no lie. Still, a man might put up with that, but not with a lack of a fortune.
The wealthiest woman in Innisfree was the widow Talan. She had neither chick nor child, poor soul, but she was well respected and good to the poor.
So you were born there, is that it?
Yes, ma'am. All the Thorntons were born there, 7 generations of them.
I see. And what is your thought, Mr. Thornton? Are you planning to turn White Morning into a national shrine?
What?
Perhaps charge tuppence a visit for a guided tour through the little thatched cottage where all the Thorntons were born. Are you a man of such eminence, then?
No, not exactly.
My own family, Mr. Thornton, has been in Ireland since the Normans came, some hundreds of years ago, but we've seen no reason to establish monuments or memorials.
Look, Mrs. Talan, I'm not talking about memorials or monuments. It's just that ever since I was a kid living in the shack near the slag heaps, my mother's told me about Innisfree and White Amorn. Innisfree has become another word for heaven to me. When I decided to come here, it was with one thought in mind.
Innisfree is far from being heaven, Mr. Thornton.
Ma'am, Mr. Redwill Danaher wishes to be announced. I mean Squire Danaher. Wipe your muddy boots.
Mrs. Talan.
Mr. Thornton, from America.
Ah!
Boo!
It's him I'm here about, Mrs. Talan. Is it true?
It's what true?
That behind me back, he's trying to steal the White of Morn right from under me nose.
And what concern of yours is this, Will Danaher?
Concern? Concern enough. Haven't I made you a good fair offer for that same piece of land? And mine, lying right next to yours?
You may keep your offers.
Oh, so it's true. You've sold it.
No, I have not.
Oh, I knew it was a dirty lie the very minute I heard it. Sure. I said to him, Paddy McFarlane, you'll never make me believe that Sarah Talan will be selling White Amorn. Why, it'd be like building a fence between your land and mine. And for a stranger to move in, says I. And what would she be doing that for? And us so close to an understanding, you might say.
So you told him all that, did you?
That I did.
Down at the pub, I suppose. In front of all those big ears with pints in their fists and pipes in their mouths. You may have the land, Mr. Thornton, for £600.
Don't! No, you can't. 610.
As I remember, Mrs. Talan, you said £700.
See here, little man. 710.
How about an even 1,000?
1,000 and I'll be saying good day to you, Mrs. Talan, and all here but one. And I've got you down in my book.
My dad remembers his dad well. Mike Thornton. He had shoulders on him like a knox.
I saw him myself this morning. Oh, a tall, handsome man. As I was passing the chapel.
If you'd passed the pub as fast as you passed the chapel, you'd be better off, you little squint.
home. Get back to the fields. Come along, Olivia. There's work to be done.
Isn't it a bit early in the day for the bottle? Even for you?
Feeney, get your book out. Set down the name. One Sean Thornton.
Oh! Look at me clean floor, you dirty little...
Oh, shut your gob!
Ah, shut you, me little man. Here, clean it up yourself or there won't be any dinner in this house tonight.
There now. Isn't that grand? Isn't it grand now, huh? Look, you mustn't mind himself this day, Mary Kate.
Oh, that's all the work you're good for, you little tattletale.
Feeney, have you written the name I give you?
I have.
Well, then strike a line through it. That's for him. Sean Thornton.
So, he bought White of Morn in spite of you. Good for Widow Talan.
Oh, pay no attention to it at all, Squire, darling. Take no notice of it at all. Take no notice.
You do, and there'll be a fine wake in this house tonight. After all, he's got more right to that land than you have.
He'll regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Think it'll be all right if I leave my bags in here?
I imagine they'll be safe enough.
Oh, and if you see a little guy named Micheline Flynn, will you tell him I'm waiting for him in the bar?
It'll be a pleasure, especially for Micheline Flynn.
Oh, thanks.
Is there anything else you'd like now, Yank?
Well, if I think of anything, I'll let you know. Good evening. Pleasant night. I'll try one of those black beers.
Ah, the porter. Yes, sir.
Sir, will you join me? Matter of fact, I'd like to buy everybody a drink.
I do not believe I heard your name, tall man.
Thornton. Sean Thornton.
And your father's name?
Mike. Michael Thornton. He used to live here quite a morning. Just bought the place back. That's why I'm here.
Then your grandfather would be old Sean Thornton.
Right.
Bless his memory. So it's himself you're named after. Well, now, that being the case, it is a pleasant evening, and we will have a drink.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and bred.
The rest of the committee here.
They're waiting.
I'm sorry we're late.
The fishing was bad, was it?
Fishing, is it? Fine lot of time we have for that. Come along,
Father. Oh, Micheline.
Commandant Forbes.
You can forget about the commandant. We're at peace now, man.
Sure, but I haven't given up hope.
Your Yankee friend is waiting for you in the bar.
Oh, but is he here already? Wait a minute now, Micheline. Who is he anyway? Well, he's a nice, quiet, peace-loving man come home to Ireland to forget his troubles.
Troubles?
Sure, yes, he's a millionaire, you know, like all the Yanks. But eccentric, he's eccentric. Wait, I'll show you.
What is it?
It's a bag to sleep in, a sleeping bag, he calls it. It operates.
Where does it open?
Well, hurry up now, because I have a very important appointment.
Well, open it up.
No, here's a bottle, here.
At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home. And to Australia's sunny shores, he was inclined.
on Thornton. The men of Innisfree bid you welcome home.
Thank you.
And the men of Innisfree bid you welcome home. What's wrong with that little speech, Feeney?
You'll be knowing what, Squire.
I'm a man from Innisfree, and the best man. And I bid no welcome to any man fool enough to pay £1,000 for a bit of land that isn't worth 200.
Through for you, Squire.
Didn't I hear of someone named Danaher bidding to 810, huh?
Get your book out. Put his name down. Dermot Fahey.
F-A-H-Y. No E, Squireen Danaher.
And if you were half the man you think you are, you wouldn't begrudge a Thornton the right to his own birthplace.
And that's my opinion.
What right is he to land that has never worked?
It's Thornton land, isn't it?
You've too much of your own as it is.
Quiet, if you please. Parliamentary procedure. Squire Danaher has the floor.
If I had the floor, I'd hit that big ape with it.
Hold on. I don't blame Mr. Danaher for getting on his ear.
Who's on his ear? Why, you and 10 Tonans like you couldn't put the Danner on his ear.
That's just a way of speaking. I didn't...
Well, then mind your ways, then.
The point is, it's already done. I own the property now, and as long as we're going to be neighbors...
Neighbors? Oh, neighbors. Never. And if I so much as catch you putting a wet foot on my property, another thing. You keep away from my sister Mary Kate. She's not for the likes of you.
Where I come from, we don't talk about our women folk in saloons. You sort of make a habit of it. This morning it was Widow Talan.
What's that? That's true. It's a shame you should be. Say, look, I'm not accusing Mary Kate. It's him. Why, this very morn, let him deny it if he can. At the back of the chapel, he took liberties that he shouldn't have.
I said good morning to her.
Good morning? Yes, but it was good night you had on your mind.
That's a lie.
That's a what?
I said that's a lie.
That's a word I take from no man. Put up your fist.
I'm not going to fight you, Dan.
But I'm going to fight you.
You.
Sir! What's the matter with you?
Oh, he's drunk. Hey, Feeney. Feeney, take him home.
Oh, yeah? Come, Squire. Don't soil your knuckles on the man.
Hey, all right, sir.
Come on, Danner. What do you say?
Never.
You take the man's hand or I'll read your name in the Mass on Sunday.
Oh, take it, Squire. Take it.
All right, I'll join the Church of Ireland first.
As if they'd have you. Now, go on, take his hand. Shake hands with him like I tell you.
Go on.
Shake hands.
It's a good grip you have, Danaher. I always hated a flabby handshake myself.
What?
Father Paul.
Michelin, introduce me to this quiet, peace-loving man of yours.
I have a strange notion we're going to be friends, Yank.
Well... give me a minute. Just let some blood run back into this thing.
Jordan Thornton, his grandfather, oh, a grand man he was hung in Australia. Oh, I could tell you blood-curdling stories about him, but me throat's gone dry.
All right, go on up.
He was born and bred.
Thank you.
mind, Sean, and come along home with me.
Don't worry about it. Got my sleeping bag, haven't I?
Well, it's a nice, soft night. So I think I'll go and join me comrades and talk a little treason. Good night, Sean.
Good night, Micheline.
God bless you.
Old one you are. And who gave you leave to be kissing me?
So you can talk.
Yes, I can. I will and I do. And it's more than talk you'll be getting if you step a step closer to me.
Don't worry. You got a wallop.
You'll get over it, I'm thinking.
Well, some things a man doesn't get over so easy.
Like what, supposing?
Like the sight of a girl coming through the fields with the sun on her hair, kneeling in church with a face like a saint.
Saint indeed.
And now come into a man's house to clean it for him?
But that was just my way of being a good Christian act.
I know it was, Mary Kay Danaher. And it was nice of you.
Not at all.
Doctor.
No, Mr. And on formal occasions, the Reverend Mr. Playfair. And this is Mrs. Playfair.
Well, Mr. Thornton, you are a wonder. It looks the way all Irish cottages should, and so seldom do. And only an American would have thought of emerald green.
Red is more durable.
And the roses, how nice. You'll need lots and lots of horse manure. Fertilizer, I mean. Horses the best. Oh, I brought you a plant. You know, a primrose by a river's brink.
Prim, not brink. The next line ends in hymn.
Poets are so silly, aren't they? Oh, I hope you're not one, Mr. Thornton.
Oh, no, ma'am. I...
Thornton. There's a familiar ring to it. Ring to it. Thornton.
It's a common name. Thank you for the plant, Mrs. Playfair. This is darn awfully nice of you.
Oh.
It's a bed. Excuse me. Morning.
That's a fine big bed you have, Mr. Thornton.
Biggest one I could find.
Is that a bed or a parade ground? Oh, a man would have to be a sprinter to catch his wife in a bed like that.
What are you all dressed up for, Micheline Og?
I am... I have come...
Oh, I can see that. But from whose pub was it?
Pub? You sound like an adder. I've a good mind to go about my own business and... Tell Thorn Shorten he's well off without you.
Wait a minute. What was that?
Well, you listen then and not be interrupting the shocker on. The matchmaker. I have come at the request of Thorn Shorten.
Sean Thornton.
Sure. Bachelor? And party of the first bar. To ask if you were strictly and formally. Mary Kate Danaher, spinster. And party to the second part.
Well, go on, you were saying.
Now show me. My mouth is like a dry crust, and the sun is that hot on me pate.
Would you be stepping into the parlor? The house may belong to my brother, but what's in the parlor belongs to me.
I will, then. And I hope that there's a bottle there, whoever it belongs to.
It could be.
You're a fine, steady hand. So good bargaining. To resume. The party of the first part...
Tim...
has instructed me to inquire before entering into formal negotiations whether the party to the second part thinks kindly of the general idea, or in his own words, American, yes, he He wants to know if you go for it.
Go for it?
And if you do, I'll speak to your brother.
Oh, that won't be easy.
Oh, as well I know it. He'd as soon put his dog of a fist in me teeth as bid me the time of the day.
Oh, now tell me, what did Sean, I mean the party of the first part, say about my fortune?
He says he doesn't give it. He says it's a matter of complete indifference to.
He did.
He says he doesn't give it. He says it's all Montem if you come in the clothes on your back. Or without them, for that matter.
Oh, he did he? Well, a fine opinion he must have of me if he thinks I'd go to any man without a proper fortune. And this you may tell your Mr. Party of the first part, that when I wed, whatever's my own goes with me. Get up, little man. And all this furniture is mine. And I have china and linen and £50 in gold my father left me and my mother's rings and brooches and my grandmother's wedding veil and her silver combs and buckles and £30 odd in notes and silver I've earned this past 15 years. That's all.
You're a well-propertied woman. I wouldn't mind marrying you myself. Where'd you leave the butter?
And I'd have you tell him that I'm no pauper to be going to him in my shift.
My only moon is beaming long, the glow one's lamp is gleaming long. How sweet to ride through Mona's room, while the drowsy world is dreaming long.
Do you know the peeler and the goat?
I do not.
Neither do I.
Could you use a little water in your whiskey?
When I drink whiskey, I drink whiskey. And when I drink water, I drink water. But back to business now. Well, what answer will I give Sean Thornton and Mary Kate Danaher?
Well, you can tell him from me that... that I go for it.
Is to steal a few hours from the night, my dear.
How do I look?
You look fine.
Say?
Nothing. I'll do all the talking.
And I'm supposed to stand here like a dummy?
Shh. Now.
Will, there's someone coming to call.
Who?
It's Micheline O'Flynn and there's a gentleman with him. Here, Will. Put on your coat. Will Danaher, they're coming to the front door.
Well, since when has the back door been not good enough?
God bless all in this house.
Good evening.
Miss Danaher, we would like a word with your brother.
Come on in, so, and welcome.
Easy now.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Shorten Thornton, bachelor, meet Miss Mary Kate Danaher, spinster. Miss Danaher, meet Mr. Thornton from Pittsburgh, Massachusetts, USA.
Good evening, Miss Danaher.
This is... this way, please.
Yes.
This is my brother.
Leave the room.
Leave
the room.
Yes, sir.
Sit down, sit down. That's what chairs are for. If you come for supper, you're late.
A gracious invitation, but thank you, no. I don't suppose there's a drop of anything wet in the house, eh?
Help yourself to the buttermilk.
Buttermilk? The Borgias would do better. We'll come with your permission to the object of this visit. You've noticed, I presume, that I'm wearing my official black coat.
I have. With a dead friend here. I need no slogan to arrange any marriages for me.
I see. You've been making fine progress with the widow's land then in the last 10 years, eh?
Oh, is that what you've come to talk about?
I have not. I've come to talk about your sister Mary Kate and him.
Oh, get out! Why, if he was the last man on the face of this earth and my sister the last woman, I'd still say no.
Now, just a minute.
If it's a question of the girl's fortune, we...
Fortune? Why, if it was but a shilling piece he wanted with her, I'd still say no.
Oh, come on, Micheline. I told you to do no good. I'll explain it to her myself.
Hey, Yank.
I'll count three. And if you're not out of the house by then, I'll loose the dogs on you.
If you say three, mister, you'll never hear the man count 10. Oh, Mary Kate, we tried.
We'll see him again some other time.
I thank you anyway, Sean Thornton, for the asking.
You don't think this changes anything. It's what you say that counts, not him.
Hello, Sean. You've gone too far. That's enough.
Say, what is this? We're gonna get married. Are we? I don't get it.
This is Ireland, Sean, not America. Without a brother's consent, she couldn't and wouldn't. I'm sorry for both of
days. Sean with a face as dark as the black hunter he rode. A fine ill-tempered pair they were. It was only a matter of time before one or the other broke his neck. We knew things couldn't go on this way.
Easy, Sean!
Oh, mush, you mush.
Hello, Mary Kate. Danaher.
Good morning, Sean Thornton.
So we formed a little conspiracy. The Reverend Mr. and Mrs. Playfair, Micheline Oge, and saints forgive us, myself. And on the day of the Innisfree races, we sprung the trap on Red Will Danner.
Oh,
remember what I told you. You make your speed when you hit the washer.
Yes, Father.
And ride carefully now, son.
Yes, Mom.
Thornton, no silks.
Your colors, Thornton.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Ladies, gentlemen, your attention, please. Will all the lovely ladies who are putting up their bonnets for the Innisfree Cup please place their bonnets on the finishing line? Ladies, your bonnets, please.
Will you not be putting up your bonnet, Mary Kay?
Indeed, I will not.
No?
No.
Okay, Micheline, the widow's bonnet.
Will all the gentlemen riders please go to the starting line? All riders, please.
For a crown at 20 to 1 on the Yank. I'm given 20 to 1 on the Yank. 20 to 1. I'm given 30 to 1 on that. 40 to 1 on Danner.
Ben, if you've been doing any matchmaking between Thornton and my widow, I'll put you in my book.
Ah, so you've heard, huh?
Father Lanigan, what sort of a scoundrel is this Yank? One minute it's me sister, and the next it's herself.
Well, blame no one but yourself. If you'd have trained me as your matchmaker, you and the widow would have been married long since.
True, well, true.
And mind you, I'm not saying that it's too late yet.
What do you mean?
Why do you suppose the widow to learn has stood you off so long, huh?
You're a fine-looking man, aren't you?
I am.
A rich, propertied man.
And well, she knows it.
Father, will I tell her?
Go ahead, Nicolene.
What woman would come into the house with another woman in it? If you got rid of Mary Kate, the widow would have been in like a shot.
No.
Yes. You had your chance and you flubbed it. You refused Shorten Thornton and he reneged on you. Now I doubt if he'd take your sister if you put £1,000 on her.
Father Lonigan.
Well, I can't say it's true and I won't say it's not. But there's been talk.
Oh, a lot of talk.
A lot of talk, eh?
Two women in the house, and one of them are redhead.
Two women.
Three Our Fathers and three Hail Marys.
Morning, Mary Kate. Morning, children.
Don't sit there gawking. You're going to put up your bonnet.
I will do no such shameless thing.
You will?
I will not! Bonnet, Mary Kate? What a pity.
The team will now stop.
and the sale of all intoxicating and alcoholic drinks will cease. I mean that now. Oh, and Sergeant Major, in your good time, please.
Holding back. Well, now that you know it, I wish you'd keep it under your hat. I mean, forget it.
I understand. It will be our secret.
Thanks. You're fine, Mrs. Tillat.
A cup for the winner.
Oh, thank you.
Does your offer still stand?
Well, no, that depends. You mentioned £500.
£350 and not another penny.
Well, I'll speak to me principal of the first power. Huh?
Thank you.
morning. Come on in.
Hey, come on, come on.
Well, now, the banns haven't been read, and no man objecting, I'm permitting this man to court me sister. But under the usual conditions. Mr. Flynn, do you assume the full responsibility?
I do. I do.
And from now on, they'll do the walking and the talking under me own eyes.
Well then, let the courting commence.
Hey, none of that now, none of that. Hands to yourself on your own side of the road.
Get on the other side of the car.
Up you go.
Get this. Why do we have to have you along? Back in the States, I'd drive up, honk the horn, the gal would come running
off. Come a running? I'm no woman to be honked at and come a run.
America. Prohibition. You see that over there? That's the ancestral home of the ancient Flints. It was taken from us by the Druids. Well, you're the quietest couple I ever courted. We'll get nowhere at this rate. Off with you. I'll let you do a healthy mile or so just to get used to walking correctly together. Well, she's a fine, healthy girl. No patty fingers, if you please.
Nice day.
It is that, Mr. Taunton.
That's a pretty bonnet you have on.
Bonnet? Don't you be talking to me about bonnets. After leaving mine stuck up there like a...
Easy now, easy now. Is this a courting or a Donnybrook? Have the good manners not to hit the man until he's your husband and entitled to hit you back.
I am sorry. I have a fearful temper. You might as well know about it now instead of finding out about it later. We Danahers are a fighting people.
I can think of a lot of things I'd rather do to one of the Danahers. Miss Danaher.
Shh. Mr. Thornton. What will Mr. Flynn be thinking?
Thank you. Can you ride a bike? Well, what are we waiting for?
Mary Kate Dunner! Sean! Come back here! Come back here once you see this hook here! Come back here! Come
back! Hey, Daddy, I think you have more sense than I have myself. Oh, there, Freddy.
If anybody had told me 6 months ago that today I'd be in a graveyard in Innisfree with a girl like you that I'm just about to kiss, I'd have told them...
Oh, but the kissing's a long way off yet.
Huh?
Well, we just started the court, and the next month we'd start the walking out together, and the month after that there'd be the thrashing parties, and the month after that there'd...
Nope.
Well, maybe we won't have to wait that month.
Yep.
Or for the thrashing parties.
Nope.
For the walking out together?
No.
Then so much the worse for you, Sean Thornton. For I feel the same way about it myself.
Thank you.
saw they were married in the same little chapel I gave them their baptism. And later, there was a nice, quiet little celebration.
Oh, as I went out one morning, it being the month of May, a farmer and his daughter espied a bonny way. And the girl said out very calmly to the milking of her cow, saying, I will and I must get married, for the ewer is on me now. Oh, the ewer is on me now.
So at last the daughter married, and she married well to do,
and loved her darling husband for a month, a year or two. But Shine was all a tire, and she quickly wrote her vow, saying, I'm sorry I ever got married, but the humor is off me now.
To a successful conspiracy.
A toast to the bride and groom.
One moment.
A shocker, and I say there'll be no toasts until we've seen the bride's fortune.
The bride's fortune. You'll see it. Never fear.
Oh, we'll see it now, if you please. Now then, the proprieties must be observed. Further on.
Feeney. £350 gold. A carloan of furnishings, linen and pewter. Goes with the sister of Will Danaher.
Then a toast. May their days be long and full of happiness. May their children be many and full of health. And may they live in peace and freedom.
Reverend fathers, ladies and gentlemen. Attention, attention, please. Squire Danaher has the floor. In other words, he's got something to say to you all.
Thank you. I've got a little announcement to make. Cohen, fill up the glasses. Cohen, all of them. Today, I've given my sister in marriage. My only sister. And now she's gone from the house of Danaher. But what's in a house without a woman?
That's true.
That's right. What's a house without a woman in it?
Yeah, what's a house without a woman in it? Where would any man of us be without a woman? Why, even Father Lonergan had a mother.
What do you expect?
Yeah, what do you expect? What do you expect? Huh? So. So
without further eloquence.
Without further eloquence, I will give you a toast to myself, who is soon to be wed. All she has to do is to say that little word. When's the happy day, Sarah, darling?
I've lost the little sense you were born with. Happy
but
day,
Sarah, darling.
Don't darling me, Claude. Who gave you the right to make such an announcement?
But Sarah, when they all said, why? The Reverend Mr. Playfair, the Mrs. Reverend, Father Lonergan, Little Flynn, Micheline. Didn't you tell me
well,
all yes, I had
well,
to...
no, I didn't.
You lied, didn't you? You lied, didn't you? You lied. It's bad enough for you people, but...
but my own priest. You got it by fraud and falsity. You put them up to this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't deny it.
Oh, Will, for heaven's sake.
Danny, you're a crazy man. Crazy,
Will.
Am I?
Will!
This is something you won't get. Now or ever. Now get out of here. All of you.
The Reverend Spurs, ladies and gentlemen.
Get out.
Frank,
get out with you, the whole
come
of
on,
you.
Come on, let's go.
Get out.
No,
get out.
Not without my fortune. It's mine. Mine and my mother's before me, and I'm not...
Steady, trooper.
Steady.
Let's go home.
Since I was a little girl, I've dreamed of having my own things about me. My spinet over there, and a table here, and my own chairs to rest upon. And a dresser over there in that corner. And my own china and pewter shining about me. And now...
I didn't know you felt that way about it, but... it seems like a lot of fuss and grief over a little furniture and stuff.
It is a pretty cottage, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Don't touch me. You have no right.
What do you mean, no right?
I'll wear your ring. I'll cook. And I'll wash. And I'll keep the land. But that is all. Until I've got my dowry safe about me. I'm no married woman. I'm the servant I have always been. Without anything of my own.
That's ridiculous. You're my wife and fortune. What is this?
Haven't I been trying to tell you that until you have my dowry, you haven't got any bit of me. Me, myself. I'll still be dreaming amongst the things that are my own. As if I had never met you. There's 300 years of happy dreaming in those things of mine, and I want them. I want my dream. I'll have it, and I know it. I'll say no other word to you.
All right. You'll have your dowry or daughter or fortune or whatever you call it.
Well, get it then.
Between us, Mary Kate, except those in your own mercenary little heart. How'd you sleep?
Don't be shaming me, please, in front of your friends.
What? Oh, okay.
There that I learned all my courses. Many lessons I took in the art. The Cupid, the blackguard was ordered. An arrow drove straight through me. Mush, 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 to rely on me. Mush, 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 to rely, so I lathered them with me shillelagh. Oh, he trod on the tail of me. Mush, 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 to rely on me. And just like the dingle poked oh, I lathered them with me shillelagh. Oh, he trod on the tail of me cold.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I suppose it is a bit early to be calling.
Well, after you left last night, Mary Kate, a couple of us persuaded Danaher to change his mind.
It's what might be called a sort of a belated wedding present.
My things. My furniture.
Oh, we'd have brought them over last night, Sean, but due to the circumstances, we thought you'd be needing your sleep.
Thanks. Oh, here, you did.
Oh, easy, easy now.
God bless all here.
That's right. Oh, be careful. Over there by the wall. No. Now, turn it around so that the light shines on the music. That's grand.
Where do you want this?
Mighty handy.
It was my mother's and my mother's mother's before.
Where do you put it?
Where do you suppose?
Where do you suppose?
We're sorry about the dowry, Mary Kate.
We couldn't make him change his mind about it. Not even Father Lonergan could do it.
Now, let him keep it.
Keep my fortune?
Sure, you've got your tables and chairs about you. What do we care about his money?
My money.
Well, let him have it if it means that much to him. Gangway!
What manner of man is it that I have married?
A better one, I think, than you know, Mary Kate.
Impetuous. Homeric.
Oh, English free, my island, I'm returning from wasted years across the wintry sea.
So many rock walls in this country.
Roses? Are you planting roses?
Yeah.
Fine farmer you are. Not a turnip or a cabbage or a potato on the plate.
Our children. Sorry.
I suppose they will make a very fine display around the cottage. It is a pretty cottage, isn't it?
I think so.
Well, let's see now. We need a plow and a cultivator and seed for planting, and about the horse for the plowing, we could sell that black hunter of yours.
I'll buy another horse for the plow. Or why not a tractor?
Oh, tractor. Nasty, smelly things, and besides, they're an awful price. With a horse, you get other advantages.
Yeah. For the roses.
Roses again. You... We could do our shopping in Castletown, and if we put a good foot under us, we could be there and back by supper time.
5 miles?
Well, that's just a...
A good stretch of the legs, huh? All right. Get on your walking shoes.
I'll be a minute.
So you're not a woman to be honked at, huh?
Why, it's beautiful. Did you ever see such a... Why, it looks like it could fly.
It's only 1 horsepower, but it's all yours.
Mine?
Sure. Think you can drive it?
Hold on to your hat.
Ah.
Take care of that, Feeney. Now then, let's have another pint. And I'm buying this one.
High time.
What's that?
I said that's fine, Squire. Fine, oh. Fine.
Oh. Yes, good health to you all.
Look. He sold the crossbreds.
The what?
The sheep he's been planning on.
Oh.
Hurry. Now is a good time to ask him. Well, go on, go on.
Ask him what?
About my money. He can't say that he hasn't got it with him now.
Can't you get it through your head that I didn't marry you for your fortune? I don't give a hang about the money.
But he does. And that's the whole point of it. Now will you go and ask him?
No. Why shame ourselves?
Shame? The shame's on you, not on me. Oh, on me, too, if I've married a coward.
Is that what you think of me?
Well, what else if you let him rob you out of my money?
Money. I'm sick of the talk of it. Is that all you Danahers think about, money?
See him right out there behind that rock? Ah, he's the king of all salmon.
I've got to talk to you, Father.
I've been trying to get this one for 10
years. But, Father, I've got to talk to you. It's important. It's about my husband and myself.
There he is.
Father, I... Oh. You see... Father, could I tell you in the Irish?
Sure.
Near Lig me, Marcellus, Jacob Labanum, a rare Kurme Fenyar ho, Kula e Malakodlva, Malakodlva.
Malakodlva. Kedishin bag.
Sleeping bag, Father, with buttons. Oh, must pray near Riche Arahon and Pake.
Woman, Ireland may be a poor country, God help us. But here, a married man sleeps in a bed and not a bag. And for your own good, I'll tell you what this... Hunt! Hunt! There he is! There he is!
Get
him!
There's
the one I've been waiting for 10 long years!
Keep his head up!
Oh, there's that beauty! That's the man!
Keep his head up, Father! Get a tight line!
A tight line! I've got him! I've got him! I got him! A tight line it is!
Keep his head up!
Hope his head is up when you get the gas! For 10 years, I said, get the gaff, woman, get the gaff.
Oh, you got him, Father. Well, keep his head up, you fool.
Get the gaff. Get the gaff, woman. God help us.
Oh.
sleeping bag is it?
Just in time to stand me a drink.
Join us, Sean.
You will have a drink, Sean.
No, thanks. I want to talk to you in private.
If there's anything you got to say to me, say it here.
I'd rather talk to you in private.
Well, what's the matter? You're among friends. They fought for you once, didn't they? Maybe they'll fight for you again.
I'm not asking anybody to do my fighting for me.
Oh, so you're willing to do your own, are you?
You know what I came for.
I do. But I just want to hear you ask for it. Just ask for it, Yank. And you'll be chewing your teeth for a week.
You've got 20 pounds on him, Danaher.
And so I have. How would it be if I put one of me fists in my pocket? Go on, right or left? Now you choose. Now go on. Go on, that's fair enough, isn't it? The fighting daunted!
Mr. Thornton, Cyril, so I brought him in.
Oh, bless my soul. Come in. Sit down.
Have you tittled your last wing, Cyril?
I have.
No cheating?
I have not. Do you play tiddlywinks?
No, I, maybe I shouldn't have butted in like this.
Nonsense. But... How's your lovely bride?
Fine.
Elizabeth, say goodnight to Mr. Thornton.
But he's only just come. Oh. Oh, very well. Good night, Mr. Thornton.
Good night.
Good night, Cyril.
Good night, Elizabeth. Pleasant dreams.
Are you sure there's
good night, Elizabeth.
You're the only one I can level with. I gotta talk to somebody or I'm gonna blow my top.
Danaher, of course.
Yeah. Well, since you know who I am, or was, you know why I don't want to fight him.
Yes, I was reading about it again this evening. Some men collect butterflies, some stamps. My hobby's always been sports, sporting events. There it is. Trooper Thorn quits ring. Heavyweight challenger hangs up gloves after fatal knockout. Vows he will never fight again. It's a very understandable reaction. Still, the papers all say it was an accident. Just one of those things.
Maybe it's just one of those things in a scrapbook, but now when you carry it around in here, Tony Godello was a good egg. Nice little wife and home, couple of kids, clean fighter. But I didn't go in there to outbox him. I went in there to beat his brains out. To drive him into the canvas, to murder him. That's what I did. For what? Purse? Piece of the gate? Lousy money.
And now money is behind your trouble with Dana.
I think I'm afraid to fight him. All the friends I've made here, even my wife.
Well, aren't you in a way?
Did you ever kill a man? Well, I have, and all this talk about her big fortune. It's not that important.
Yes, it is to her. It must be strange to you from America. But it's an old, old custom here. And believe me, it's a good custom. The fortune means more to her than just the money.
Well, to me, it isn't. It's worth fighting for.
Is your wife's love worth fighting for?
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that I can't fight or won't fight unless I'm mad enough to kill. And if that means losing her, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't love me enough.
It's a difficult situation. But I think you'll find the right answer in God's good time. And when that time comes, I hope I'll still be here.
You're not figuring on leaving, are you?
It's a possibility. See, my bishop is coming tomorrow on his annual visit. And I've got such a small congregation. Just two or three people at the service. He may transfer me.
Place wouldn't be the same without you, Padre.
Elizabeth and I just love this place. We were born here too, you know. Well, the bishop's a good egg. Maybe it'll be all right. Oh, by the way, don't underestimate Danaher. He may be clumsy, but he's got a tremendous right and a jaw of granite. I did a little bit of boxing in my time.
Oh.
You won't be laughing now, will you? It was the Trinity.
Lightweight champion, 1900...
The year doesn't matter. It was long, long ago.
All right.
Now, by the way, would you join me in a glass of... No. You'll be in training now, of course.
Did you have any supper?
No. I'm not hungry.
The drink sometimes does that to a man.
I haven't had anything to drink. If you want to know, I was talking to the vicar, Mr. Playfair.
That's strange. I had a long talk with Father Lonergan.
Woman of the house! Where's me Tay? Mary Kate!
Save your breath, boy, save your breath. She's gone from you, and small wonder.
What are you talking about? Where is she?
She came tapping at me door and the sun was up. Will you drive me to the train, says she.
Why?
Me very question, why, says I. Because I love him, says she. I love him too much to go on living with a man I'm ashamed of.
What time was this?
Oh, in time for the Dublin train.
Saddle up my horse, will you, please?
Saddle his horse? I'll have no part in helping you to put more shame on her. Saddle his horse.
And might I suggest, Mr. Costello, the train already being 4.5 hours late?
No, it's my fault, Mr. O'Bailey, that there's a hurling match at Ballygar, and that the champions of all Ireland are playing...
If you knew your country's history as well as your claim to know it, Mr. Bailey, you'd know that the Mayo hurlers haven't been beaten west of the Shannon for the last 22 years.
Sure,
that's a lie,
Mr. Malone.
That's a lie, Costello.
Oh, Vince.
Versus the Yank. So there'll be wigs on the green this day.
Morning.
Good day to you, sirs.
Did you say? Right. He's walking her back the whole long way.
It's Homeric. That's what it is, Homeric.
Supposed to look out at Mam Cross. They may go home first.
Tess, where's your parabellum?
In the same place.
Excuse me, General. One by land, two by sea, and if it's Danhurst, I'll fire the lot. Horse foot not.
Ha! What a day for industry. On a day like this, I can say only one thing. Gentlemen, the drinks are on the house. Well, they are.
¶¶
25 miles. Just a good stretch of the legs.
Doctor, ma'am, you've lost your shoe.
Thank you very kindly, sir.
A good stick to beat the lovely lady.
Thanks.
Are coming to visit you, Squire Darling.
£350. Let's have it.
So the IRA's in this too, huh?
If it were Red Will Danaher, not a scorched stone your fine house would be standing.
A beautiful sentiment.
I'll pay you. Never.
That breaks all bargains. You can take your sister back. It's your custom, not mine. No fortune, no marriage. We call it quits.
You do this to me? Your own wife? After
it's
what...
It's done.
There's your dirty money. Take it. Count it, you spawn. And look, if ever I see that face of yours again, I'll push that through it.
I'll be going on home now. I'll have the supper ready for you.
Get back there! 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 Get back
favor, me friend, and get out. Gentlemen, if you please, this is a private fight. The Marquess of Queensberry rules will be observed on all occasions.
Now, the Marquess of Queensberry rules, mind you now, Squire.
Okay with me, Micheline.
Thanks.
Non-belligerents will kindly remain in neutral. Now, shake hands and come out fighting. I thank you.
Do you hear that, everybody? The Marquess of Queensberry rules.
No, no, the Marquess of Queensberry rules.
Marquess of Queensberry rules.
Come on, get up, Marquess of Queensberry.
I hope Thornton beats him senseless.
Mr. Thornton is a married man, sir.
Who cares about him? It's that big bellowing bully concerns me. I'm the best man in Innisfree, as though I didn't know that.
Call the Ballon Row. Tell him to send the inspectors down here. Send the reinforcements, the Regents are right here.
Ballon Row.
Five to one on the big chap, Snubby.
Give me not take him.
Give me.
Take him.
You've had enough.
Now.
We'll give a man a hand then.
Yes, Inspector. Thank you, sir.
What did he say?
He said to put £5 on Dalor's nose.
Another 10 on Thornton!
Hand of 100 battles, aye, and 1,000 besides, stood alone on the victorious field, his buckler bent, his broken sword clutched in his mighty hand. The blood of 1,000 wounds, oozing from his open veins, dripped on the bodies of the slain.
It's a big fight in the town.
Listen, there's a big fight in this fish right here.
I'd have put a stop to it, but see...
Don't do that, lad. It's your duty.
But see, it was Danaher and Sean Thornton.
Who?
Danaher and Sean Thornton.
Well, why the devil didn't you tell me? Why are you...
Shouldn't we put a stop to it now?
We should, lad. Yes, we should. It's our duty. It's our duty.
Hurry, get up. Oh, you're a little man. Come on.
How's the betting going?
Even, but
on, Sean. Even money.
But don't ruin me.
Well, Danaher, you're a good fight, man. I'll say that for you.
Well, if it comes to that, it's been a pleasure beating you.
Thanks.
Will you take another 20 on Thornton?
No, no, the book's closed, the book's closed.
A pound on Thornton against the squire. Great treasure, yeah.
Drink before you kill yourself.
The drink will be on the house.
That's a good idea, Sean. The people from Ballyglone are coming over by bus. Thousands of them.
Hey, that's a good idea. Not that I'm tired, mind you. I'm as fresh as a daisy.
You look more like a black-eyed Susan to me. Let's go.
Is that a public house?
Yes, Sir Archer.
Are they going in?
Yes, Sir Archer.
Oh, does that mean the fight's over?
No, no. That's just the end of round one.
Oh.
Now let me see. Whiskey? Now that'd be too warm and it'd get your blood up. Potter's the very thing.
It's peaceful and quiet in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, this has been a fight I'd come a long way to see.
I hope you can stick around for the finish.
Don't worry about that.
You know, Yank, I've taken quite a liking to you.
I'm getting real fond of you, too.
Your widow, my sister, she could have done a lot worse.
True, true.
Poor woman.
Thanks. Fill him up again.
You're buying me no drinks.
The drinks are on the house of Cahan, sir.
And I'm taking no drinks from you, you little squint.
I'm buying the drinks.
You can buy me a drink at your wake. Not before.
I'm buying. Bartel. What time is it?
5:30, sir.
I hope you won't be vexed with me, Cyril, but I've lost 3 pounds to Mrs. Tillane. I know I shouldn't have bet, but...
There you are, Stuffy. 15 pounds. Hello there, Elizabeth.
Your lordship.
And what have you been doing all day?
If you'll excuse me, I'll get your tea, Snuffy.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and bred in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love this wild colonial boy.
Woman of the house, I have brought the brother home to supper.
He is kindly welcome.
God bless all in this house.
Wipe your feet.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sit down, sit down. That's what chairs are for. Hurry it up.
Well, then, so peace and quiet came once again to Innisfree. And we were up to... Good heavens, what's that woman up to now? Make way! Make way! She'll be running you down with that juggernaut! Sasha. Now, when the Reverend Mr. Playfair, good man that he is, comes down,
I want you all to cheer like Protestants. Now, spread out. Spread out.
No petty fingers, if you please. The proprieties at all times. Hold on your hats.